Broadcasting from Florida Tech, it's WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. And we're pleased to welcome to our studio today one of the most exciting bands on the Space Coast, Zetamore. Thank you guys for coming in today.
Thanks, Todd.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So can you introduce the band today?
Yeah. On my left, we have John Robert Bridges on guitar. On my right, we have Brian Roberts on bass. In the back here, behind the shield, we have Alex Petrosky on drums. And my name's Bradley Burton.
And their debut album is out now. So let's hear a song from Zetamore on WFIT. That's Zetamore on WFIT 89.5 FM. Man, that was a great track. That's from the new album, right?
Yeah, that's off our new EP.
Right. So you have been working on this album for a little while. How did it all come together?
We've been working on it since, I don't know, over a year. Yeah, August of last year. And we started with Don't Fear My Love as a single, and we just wanted to keep going. We actually went into the studio thinking we were going to record like one or two songs again. And then we ended up just tracking all the drums for four more songs.
Yep.
And then from there, it just kept going.
And just built it from there, huh?
Yeah.
That was a year ago today that we decided to do an EP instead of another single.
Well, the new EP, man, it sounds great. And it's available all the usual sources now, iTunes.
Yep.
And
iTunes, Spotify, Bandcamp,
Reverb Nation.
Amazon Music, yep. All that stuff now.
All the good places.
Yeah.
Now, if we could talk about the new album, because you raised some money for this project by a crowdfunding campaign, and it was very successful.
Yeah, it was surprisingly successful.
Yeah. We were like really actually surprised that it
surprised
even
you, huh?
Yeah, it even surprised us. A lot of people, you know, came together and showed their support, and we were really happy about that. And we're also really excited about doing the perks and stuff for everybody. So I think most of them, I think the last thing we're waiting on is our vinyls to come out to give to the people that had selected that perk. But yep.
And yeah, so John was the one who was pushing for vinyl, right? He's a vinyl
fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But we all knew it was going to be the right thing to do.
It's making a comeback anyway. Everybody wants to have that. And it's also cool in this world of digital downloads to have, you know, a physical object.
Yeah. I keep hearing that. Yeah.
It makes it a little bit more personal.
There is something about holding the object in your hand, whether it's a CD or an album,
absolutely.
But especially an album with the graphics, because you guys are known for your graphics. You have beautiful artwork on the cover and your website looking really sharp.
Well, we're lucky to be surrounded by a lot of really talented artists and musicians in the community, and we all really enjoy working together and developing developing scene. It's awesome.
Yeah. And now you guys have played in different bands over the years, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. In fact, this is our first time being in a group together. Individually, we had played with each other in different projects or filling in here and there. But the genesis was John reaching out to the four of us.
So tell us how you got together.
Well, after my last band separated, I was looking for, you know, I can't just stop, you know, music's in me. I got to keep going. And Brad reached out to me first. He was looking for someone to start co-writing songs. And I've wanted to be in a band with Alex for about 10 years. And they both recommended Brian. We just got together in a room and there was instant chemistry.
Yeah. Now, you guys have all played in different bands, but you have those bands sounded different than what I hear from Zetamore right now. It seems like you bring these different influences together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We wear our influences on our sleeve, but it's not just like, oh, that band sounds like that. It's like we have a part that sounds like this and the part that sounds like that. And, you know, it comes together. And
yeah.
When we first got together, I think we were imagining something different. And this is kind of what came out. So it was different than anything that we've done, and it was really cool to get together for those first few sessions and talk about the music that we like, but it kind of just turned into something that we didn't imagine it would, which is cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's a really original sound, so we're happy to have Zetamore in our studio today. So let's hear another song from the new album.
All right, thanks.
Sounds good. All right, and this song is called Taboo.
Try to get with you. So let's get, so let's
That's Zeddemore on WFIT 89.5 with another track off their new album. So let's talk about the new album. It was recorded at Rocky Water Studios. How did that go?
Really well, yeah. Stu is an incredible producer and really instantly got our sound and worked with us. You know, we threw a lot of references at him. Like I said, we have a lot of influences. It's like, we want to sound like this part here, and he would nail it.
Did you have all the songs pretty much worked out when you went into the studio, or did you keep forming them while you were in the studio?
Well, initially, he came to us offering sort of a production and recording deal, if you will, where he really wanted to come in and help us massage the songs and get them finalized. He had a lot of invaluable pieces of information and input based on his experience, which is very, very wide and very, very professional.
He's a musician as well, too,
he
right?
He is, yeah. He brings the perspective of both, you know, a really accomplished recording engineer and a great musician that has experienced touring as part of a successful band that's been part of album deals. And, you know, he understands a lot of the moving parts of the entire game.
Yeah.
And he's got a great ear, and I think that our stylistic, preferences combine.
Well, I'm hearing you live in the studio right now, but it's not that much difference than what I hear on the album. You have a very live, powerful sound, you know.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. That's hard to capture, and he captured that on there without, you know, too many, you know, production tweaks and everything.
Yeah. Now, you've been playing some gigs with another one of our favorite band, The Spring. You did a big gig with them not too long ago. How was that?
We love those guys. Mm-hmm. So talented.
Yep. For a young band, too, because they've only been together for a little while.
That's right,
Yeah, there's some great talent here on the Space Coast. And you've been playing with a lot of local bands as well, right?
Yeah,
we have a show coming up. We haven't played with them yet, but Love Valley, they're a new, I guess, up-and-coming band. I haven't seen them except one time. They were great. And just a lot of cool bands around here. Tank Top, which is JC from the Knickknacks, and they kind of reformed that. And who else, John?
Conglom,
they're still doing
Lost Satellite.
The Easy Uzis, the newer
Contenders.
Yeah, a lot of cool bands.
Yeah, there's
here.
Some great bands. I think it's a really exciting time for music on the Space Coast right now.
It's and probably the most exciting sounds. Time. Yeah, like, you know, I've been involved in the scene for 15 years now. I remember when, you know, used to have to go to shows in church basements, and now we actually have like real venues with real PAs and real lighting. And
supporting original music.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key, original music. I mean, there's always cover bands and, you know, you have to do what pays the bills, but there seems a great time for original music now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for making part of that scene too, you know, because we get to hear bands like Zeddemore here playing for you on the radio here at WFIT. And I got to ask you about the name Zeddemore. Now, I'm hoping there's some kind of deeper meaning to the name Zeddemore.
He's a Ghostbuster.
Is that it?
He's the everyman. He was brought in towards the middle of the movie to help the audience understand all of the scientific terms that Dan Aykroyd was throwing out there. And we just wanted to represent the everyman. We're a very politically minded band, especially in these times. And I don't know what else I'm trying to say.
It was like one of those things a band goes through where they're just trying to come up with a name that rolled off the tongue the right way and just sounded cool, I guess. I don't know. And we had a bunch of different stuff that we were throwing out, and that one kind of came back a couple times, I think. So
most importantly, there aren't 400 other bands on Facebook with the name, and that's the hardest part of picking a band name.
Yeah. The Z really just jumps right out, you know, so you don't have to compete with a lot of other bands.
Yeah, that's one of the aspects of picking a name is trying to figure out, you know, what's your graphic motif going to be? How are you going to aesthetically present yourself?
You think about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to look at it as a total picture, not just the product that you're creating musically, but also visually. And even as insofar as what's the CD going to look like, because everybody sees it as a thumbnail on an iPhone or, in amongst a database of different artists and songs. You got to have something that at least is recognizable.
Well, and nowadays you have to make it look good for a thumbnail, for a MP3 file, and a vinyl record as well. It has to be able to expand to fit on that.
Well, it just gives you a better palette, better palette.
Well done. So we're speaking with Zeddemore today, and they play around town a lot. Catch them if you can. So we would love to hear another song from Zeddemore.
All right. Well, this one's a song that's not on the album, and we've been looking forward to playing it. So this song is called Stand.
A WFIT exclusive.
Yeah.
We don't need a sign.
That's Zetamore on WFIT 89.5 FM with a new song. Bradley Burton on vocals, John Bridges on guitar, Brian Roberts on bass, Alex Petrosky on drums. They're known as Zetamore with a big Z.
Man, thank you so much for playing today.
Thanks,
that was
Todd.
An epic song.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
I think you
it.
Raised the roof a few inches on that song.
We appreciate you having us on.